Whoever would have thought it? My housekeeper. Such a dirty little slut. And the thing is, she's my little slut. The reason that I'm saying that is because I'm just after fucking her for the very first time. And it was glorious. You know what happened? Well, there's been a little bit of sexual tension between us for the past while. And today, she was in my office, in my study. And she came in and she was cleaning around. And she was trying to clean off one of the bookshelves, reaching up high, trying to get those little patches of dust right on the top shelf. And she's not the tallest, but, you know, she can reach still. She had to stand right up on her tippy toes in order to get that little last bit. Oh, and I just could not take my eyes off her sexy little body. She knew. But she was shy and she was embarrassed, but I could tell. I could tell that secretly deep down, she absolutely fucking loved it. And so, I like to consider myself quite a good judge of character. And I knew that inside her, deep down inside, she wanted to be fucked. She wanted to be taken. She wanted to have her little body used. And so I went over to her. And she knew that there was something different about me because of the way I moved over to her. And I stood in close. Very close. She could feel her personal space being invaded. And I pulled up her little pencil skirt. Pulled her little panties to the side. And looking her straight in the eyes, I slid a finger inside of her. She didn't even look away. She didn't even fucking blink. But you should have felt her tremble. Oh. God. Feeling that little pussy tremble around my finger. Watching as her body just couldn't help but react. Oh my goodness, I've never seen anything so fucking sexy in all my life. And we both stood there. And she was just captivated by the fact that I had my finger in her pussy. And the fact that there was just this raw animal magnetism between the two of us. And I slid my finger in and out a few times. And already she was pretty wet, to be honest. And so, took my finger out. Brought it underneath her nose. And I made her smell it. I made her smell her own dirty, filthy little arousal. And then I took a massive deep breath of it inside myself, just so as I could remember exactly what it was she would smell like whenever she was aroused in future, so she couldn't hide it. And then after I had done, I gave it back to her, and I made her suck my finger clean. Oh, such a dirty little slut, tasting her own juices off my finger. But that wasn't the end. Oh no, not by a long stretch. And so, then I brought her over to my desk. I sat her on the edge of it. And I made her lean back just a little bit. I sat down in my office chair and raised her feet so as they were being supported by the arms of the chair. It was at this point that she started to not be able to hold my gaze. She was shy and she was embarrassed and fuck, I love the shy ones. Oh, I love them so much. And so, to help her try and get over it a little bit, what I did next was I reached in underneath her skirt and I pulled her underwear down over her hips, down her thighs and over her knees, down her calves, over her feet and off. And then I put a hand on the inside of each knee, spread her legs apart just for me. Oh, fuck. And she had shaved. Oh, she had tidied that tasty little pussy up for me. Oh, fuck, it was almost like she knew it was going to happen. What a dirty, dirty little girl. So she shaved and it smelt just fucking phenomenal. And so, with her panties in my left hand, I told her to, well, I ordered her to stroke herself, caressing those thighs and just sliding a finger up and down those pussy lips, making wild circles around her clit. Fuck. I'm surprised I didn't fuck her sooner, to be honest. But at least I've done it now. And so she was touching herself, and I was massaging my cock through my trousers. And in the meantime, I took her panties out of my hand and I brought them to my face. And I smelled so very deeply. There's nothing quite like the smell of a tasty little pussy that's been working all day. And there's just this fantastic feminine scent to it. Oh, yes. I can still remember it. And I wouldn't let her come either. Oh, there was no way I was gonna allow that sexy little slut to come without me saying so. So I stood up. I didn't even take my trousers off though, because that was her job. So she undid the buckle on my belt, pulled out the button, slowly slid down that zip. And then, just with one single swift push, oh yes, she exposed my cock for her. So fucking naughty. So she was still rubbing her clit. Oh, and I could tell that she wanted to come. She wanted to come so bad. But what I did? Oh, nothing is so short of cruel. I wouldn't let her come until I did. And I have a lot of stamina. Oh fuck, do I have stamina. And so, there I am, just gently teasing the head of my cock. But yet again, I'm gonna make her do a lot of the work. So I reached down and I took her hand off her clit and I brought it to my cock instead. Oh, she tried to pull her hand away. Oh, she really did. Oh, she tried to. You could tell she was nervous. But I held it there. I made her stroke my cock for the first time. She couldn't even fit her hand the entire way around it. Just with those dainty little hands. Oh yeah. And then I told her that I wanted her to put me inside of her. Oh, and she was reluctant. But I didn't even have to coerce her. Because she wanted it all by herself. She wanted me to fuck her. She wanted that thick, hard dick just stretching her open. Oh, and stretch her I did. Yes. So I notched the head right at the entrance to her pussy with her help. And I pushed. Oh, and I pushed in so deep. I even pulled her ankles around my hips, made her cross them, so as she couldn't let me get away, you know? Oh, and then she started to pull me in. Completely of her own volition. Oh, and she pulled me in. Slow at first. Slow for the very first thrust. But she wanted it. Oh, she wanted to be fucked. So in and out I moved inside of her, just taking her, owning her tight little fucking body. I swear, she really did just squeeze the shit out of my cock. She started moaning and groaning and pleading and begging for me. I think she tried to beg me to stop, but I gave her every opportunity. Even as we were fucking, I asked her, "Do you want me to take it out?" And every single time, "No. Don't you dare take it out. I want you to fuck me." And so, I fucked her. Completely without mercy. I slid into her, and I owned that pussy. I fucking made it mine. Oh, yes, it was good. Oh, I fucked her, and I made her come on my dick. I didn't even have to touch her clit, she was that turned on. Yeah. Oh, I fucked her beautiful little brains out. And her tiny little moans were getting more and more high-pitched. And the squeals were getting louder. I made her my little slut tonight. Because I fucked her faster and faster and harder. And the things on my desk were moving about. Oh, and she couldn't keep her hand still. Knocking over pens and holders and disturbing papers on my desk, and oh fuck yes. And I fucked the shit out of her tiny little body. Oh, and she came on my dick, and I made her beg me. I made her fucking beg me to come, and she did. Just listening to her voice say my name, beg for me to give her the gift of my orgasm. And I did it. I came right in her messy little cunt. I came so And then afterwards, just as we were coming down, I told her that I was going to mark her. I was going to mark her as mine. So I leaned forward. Oh, and I took one of her breasts in my mouth. And I bit down on it. Oh, not hard enough to break the skin, but hard enough to leave some teeth marks. That bite is gonna show for a few days. And every time she looks down at it in the shower, she's gonna know that I owned her fucking little body. But you know what? Despite how raw and animalistic and primal, oh fuck, so good. Despite all that, I don't know, I think it actually kind of opened something up. Because, I don't know, it makes me feel like I need her that bit more now. Yeah. I've got my mind a bit clearer. I want to go and have her body again, but this time I want to make her come a lot more readily. This time I think, I don't know, is this the feeling you get when you want to make love to someone?